Blog Talk Radio.
And if we get the opening track to go. Hey, if that ain't it, Advocate Tom. There we go.
There it is.
Bring it.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
And that is how we do it here, Advocates. Never give in, never give up. Welcome to another episode of the Pitbull Advocate. My name is Dogfather, and over there on my right side is Diane
the Lynn.
The hardest working person in social media when it comes to these dogs that we know and love as Pitbull. Great show lined up for you tonight, Advocates. We've got another person who does the rescue thing, another great organization. These guys have been around since 1994, Diane, out of the pits.
Yeah.
They're up there in Albany, New York. Brr. Mm-hmm. Sydney is going to be with us tonight, guys. We want to find out. We got a lot we want to find out from what's going on with them. Really looking forward to that. So find out what's going on there. So, you know, it's great. I'm going to do this, but let's get some things out of the way first. If I can find my pages here, back in the studio. Debbie Dahmer, everybody over there at Voices Carry for Animals, Paul's Cause Radio. Shout out to you guys. We love you, everything you're doing. What's that she says? Teamwork. What's it? Teamwork. Rocking the airwaves. Teamwork.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, and they do it all over there. They do the pit bulls and, all sorts of animal causes. Make sure that, you know, every animal is treated fairly and safely and humanely. Great things going on there, so big thanks to you guys out there. Hey, happy birthday to an advocate that I've known for a very long time, Rebecca Stanger. She was part of my group in California, Scrap, Sonoma County residents. Responsible about pit bulls, all advocacy out there. So happy birthday, Rebecca. And last week, our big boy, Shavaya, a.k.a. Bob, 14 years old. Happy birthday,
wow.
Bob. 14. He's a big boy. He's a little bit slower. He's a little bit slower, but I tell you, he can still bounce.
All right.
He wants to get up and go. He's going to get up to go. I got a real quick story for you guys. I really want to get in here, so hold on tight here. We're going to get Sydney on here real quick. Speaking of, you know, wanting to get back and involved in rescue and taking dogs in, last night, Diane, advocates, dog mother shows up at 10:30 at night, coming home from work, and she has with her this beautiful blue brindle girl.
Oh, boy.
All wags and wags and wags and just like where you know where the whole back end starts going, you know, the happy dog, the wag. So we did our thing on the social media, you know, checking around Craigslist and all this. Anybody got a lost dog? We posted it. We found her and where she ended up staying the night with us. She was in our room and next thing you know, she hops up in the bed and she starts, you know how they like to get there and burrow. They get in under the blankets. Well, she went in there and she made herself comfortable, so she spent the night in our. No, we don't know this. And she's the sweetest thing, and it's just like, oh my gosh, it's like if we didn't know any better, we'd just go, you know what? But we had talked. She's safe in our local shelter here in town. It's a very small shelter, and you know there are plenty of times when they've got empty kennels, which is a great thing about living in such a small town. No kill. So she's safe in the shelter. And I told Dog Mother, I said, you know, hey, if nobody steps up to claim her, we could always adopt her. We have three now. We have three now. Hey, Diane, you got anything to throw out here before you take Sydney on? I know I'm taking up all this time here.
No, not really. No, no. That's what I just want to say that so far this year, for that, for all animals so far this year, we are doing very well. Like Debbie Dahmer always says, we're rocking the airwaves. There's been a lot of positive things.
That's a true story. Keep it up. Keep it up.
Yep.
Well, hey, real quick, call-in show advocates, you got any questions for what's going on tonight? Questions, comments for Sydney, our guest? 929-477-2860. 929-477-2860. The chat room is actually there, but we are not having that monitored tonight. So please give us a call, 929-477-2860. Join the conversation. Sydney, welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you very much. Very well. Thank you. We're having a little bit of a heat wave in the 40 degrees instead of below zero today, which is a real blessing.
There you go. Got the flip-flops on today, huh?
Not quite, but it certainly has been a lot nicer than below zero.
That's good. I could appreciate that. We're probably about the same here. I'm the guy that wimps out at probably roughly around 40 down to 30, 35 degrees. So, you know, you guys are tough up there. Wow. Bring it. Albany, New York in the house.
Yep.
So,
there you go.
Cindy, I'm going to start here. You guys have been around since 1994. Am I right with that one?
Yep. This is our 25th anniversary year.
25. And
wow.
I thought I was badass with 15 years, in this line of work. You guys, wow, 25 years.
Yeah. 25 years, so, yep, this year.
Yeah, and you're one of the founding members of Out of the Pits?
Yes, Mary Allen and myself started it, and both of us were doing Greyhound Rescue, and we both ended up with pit bulls, and there were people that were continuing to help the Greyhounds, but there was really nobody helping pit bulls, so we decided we would slide over to that, and Out of the Pits popped in my mind. So she liked it, and it was born.
There you have it. And how did that come to be? What was it? What was it that you got you that brought you into this whole? I'm going to say pit bulls. What was that? Who was that? There's got to be someone that brought that on for you.
Well, it was a dog, of course, and we had some puppies that were offered to us that were half greyhound and half pit bull. Nobody would take them because they were half pit bull. So I said, well, we might as well try it. I don't want to be prejudiced against anything. So Rose was my dog. She ended up being my dog, and I already had five dogs. I did not need a sixth, but there was something about her that just spoke to me, and so she became mine, and she was what started the whole thing rolling. And then right after that, there was a 30-dog raid in Albany. I was at the shelter, and we only had room for one dog, and Alexis was there. She didn't have that name, but I knew that. And they said, oh, you don't want that one. And I said, yeah, I do. So I took her. And she's our logo. When you look at the Out of the Pits logo, she's immortalized with a caricature of her on that. And she became a therapy dog, as did Rose. And she saw over 8,000 children in school during 15 years of being a therapy dog. And
awesome. That's great. I hear my little guy back there. Oh, hey, speaking of which, guys, if my mic goes silent and you hear a bit of noise here, it means dog mother just got home. So carry on. It just means my mic is going to go out, and it doesn't mean the show ends. You guys go ahead and keep that up. I went to Alexis. There's a quote here that you have here that I have of yours. And I can relate to this. With my girl, Bean. She crawled over and put her head in my lap. When I saw the trust in her eyes, I knew that she belonged to me.
Yep.
I mean, how real is that? You know.
Yeah, it's.
I think, you know, I think it's something we can all relate to in our own way. You know, it's like, I see that and I go, ah, yeah, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Because you know, it's that look, you know, of them letting you know that, you know, they are in the best of care and the most comfortable they've probably ever been in their entire lives. I mean, they, you know, it's in those eyes. Ain't no eyes like pity eyes.
No, there is not.
Yeah,
they're pretty amazing.
And yeah, not only are you doing rescue, but you're also out there, you're educating. And of course, you know, Alexis being a therapy dog and her being a pit bull can go into, you're taking her around, and not only are you have her, and she's allowed to give comfort to children and other people, but she's a pit bull, and it's kind of a win-win situation you've got going on there.
Yeah, well, she, and now, you know, at this point, she has passed, but I have Simon and Caleb and Stella, who are carrying on the torch, as you will. And Stella is from the 367 raid, which was the second largest raid in U.S. history for pit bulls, the Missouri 500 being the biggest one. And so she lived her first three and a half years on a chain, and then they were held as court cases. And then as they got released, I was flown down and I evaluated some of the dogs, and we ended up taking 14 of them into our organization. And Stella just plugged into my heart. So she came to live with me, and she had never been in a house before. She had only lived on a chain, hadn't been in, you know, anything that regular dogs had been in. So, but she's now a therapy dog. And Simon was from a raid in Troy, New York. We had 78 dogs from that. And then Caleb is from the Polk County raid, which is was 119 dogs living on chains with no shelter.
Oh, wow.
In Polk County. Yeah, that was a recent one, though, a very recent one. The 367 was in 2013. But if you Google the Polk County raid, it was quite tough. And they actually got a very high court sentence, or very high sentence for the perpetrator in this, which is, you know, unusual, but a blessing, because, you know, the conditions of those dogs were, as is the 367, she had like a body score of like 2 for Stella, and Caleb was a year and a half on a chain, and so he's a therapy dog now as well, and so is Simon. So all three of them are out there in the world working to have people see who the dogs really are.
Awesome. How long was that sentence for the this person?
Let's see. I think it was, I want to say 15 years and then 35 years
15.
Probation. And he can never have a dog again or live with anybody that has a dog. So it was really... It was a pretty monumental sentence, actually.
Yeah,
you
know,
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can think of one person that deserved a sentence like that, but didn't get it.
Yep. But his.
Wonder who that could be.
Yeah. Oh, I will say that it's like. 11 or 12 years now since that, and I will say that was the first time that people really started realizing that dog fighting was alive and well in this country, because before that we were always just, you know, quietly working behind the scenes, and, you know, there was nobody famous that had anything like that, so we were just always working behind the scenes, you know, when they'd call for a raid, we'd go and, you know, take what dogs we had room for, and so that actually was a real wake-up call for people that realize now that, you know, these dogs were the victim. They weren't they were not the perpetrators in this. They, you know, people started recognizing that, which was a very monumental situation. So that particular situation brought a lot of attention to the fact that, you know, these dogs didn't choose to live the way they did. And it changed a lot of people's thoughts about that.
How much time every dog in every situation is going to be different. But with the 14 dogs as an example that you took in, one, are they housed separately with individual fosters, or do you have a kennel facility? And how much time do you put into your own evaluations as to a dog's temperament, of course, his physical health, and so on? I mean, for each dog, I mean that's got to take so much time. Is this something that you do on your own, or do you have people that assist you in the evaluations and you compare notes and stuff like that on your your evaluation?
There's several different people that want to learn about this, so I'm grooming people within the organization that want to be able to do that as well. Basically, I look at the dogs, and we don't rehabilitate dogs. We take dogs of good character and help them be all they can be. People ask me that all the time, is, you know, how much time did it take to rehabilitate the dog? We don't rehabilitate. We take dogs of good character, and we help them to be all they can be. We train them. We work. We have different volunteers that are willing to take dogs to class to get their canine good citizens and that type of thing. We'd love to have a lot more foster homes than we do. We have a large network of foster homes for dogs under 6 months, but we don't have a lot of foster homes for the adult dogs. But we do have some which are really awesome, and it helps us in our jobs, you know, to be able to see who a dog is in the home. We also have, you know, excellent couple people that will board, and then we you know, go there and make sure their lives are enriched and everything. So it's you know, it is a process. It takes, you know, about a month for a dog to get a feel for who it really is. And then, you know, as the dog, it's kind of like peeling an onion. You know, you get the idea, but it takes time to get a feel for who a dog really is. So we get them out in public, get an eye, feeling for who they are in public. And then, you know, the right match is the thing that we're so very happy with, is that we work really hard to make the right match. You know, there's sometimes people come to us wanting a certain color dog. So we try to explain to them that, you know, it's not about a color or a quote unquote look.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the heart of the dog that works part of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to remind our listeners, our guests, that you know, they can call in 929-477-2860. And get in
there.
The
we go. 929. Call. You don't want to hear me talk all night. You don't want to hear me talk. That's why we got Sydney. The more Sydney talks, the less that I've got to say anything here. So yeah, give us a call. 929-477. Like she said, 2860. Diane, I'm doing all this here, and I'm just, you know, you're just out there putting out the number and everything. I'm gonna let you know. You got any questions here tonight?
Not really. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm looking over their organization and everything and what they do. And I started to ask myself, wow, what is there that these people don't do, you know, because they do so much.
Mm-hmm.
And not one of the things that really struck me, though, was successfully rehoming of over 1,000 dogs.
Yeah, we had it's actually over 6,000 dogs, to be honest. So it
wow.
We adopted out 210 dogs last year.
Wow, that's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, we always are very excited when we, you know, place the adults, because a lot of times people want puppies. But the thing is that, you know, puppies are a lot of work. You're not going to know who they are until they're 2 years old. So we love it when, you know, the adults and the seniors get adopted. And we really are a community service organization. I think that's the main things is we help, you know, when we say, when someone adopts, we say, welcome to the family. And they have a hotline to my number if they have any questions about anything to do with their adopted dog, and they can reach me any time of the day or night. So, and as a behaviorist and trainer, you know, we don't have to have them go outside the organization to have any questions if they have about any issues that they have in their home. We do that all for free for them. And we also...
Oh, boy. You guys go right ahead. I'm going to... I'll be listening.
Surrender a dog because they have some issues with training, that type of stuff. And so we offer that to them. We don't charge them for it, and hope that, you know, the dog would be able to be recapped if it's a suitable home.
Wow.
We also have a thing called Pit Bulls Helping Pit Bulls, where people like that are on a fixed income or veterans or single moms have problems with vets. Care.
Oh, that's awesome.
We have a certain amount of money set aside for that. We have several families that we're supplying food for that have come onto hard times. So we supply food for them. you know, we have our spay neuter program. We've spayed and neutered over 1,300 local dogs for free or low cost. So you know, we offer that to people, and then of course we have all of our teams of therapy dogs that are out there working in the public, you know, bringing joy to people. And the dogs sell themselves amazingly in that, in those positions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we let the wonderful nature of the dogs sell themselves. They do it a lot better than what we can do. But we, Mary, Alan, and I, a lot of times laugh at the fact that, you know, here it was two people starting out, and now we've got like 53,000 people on our Facebook. And, you know,
wow. You have the certified therapy pit bulls. Do you have any service pit bulls?
Oh yeah, we have we have several dogs that are service dogs, some PTSD, and
mm-hmm.
then also. We have some that are emotional support dogs. We have a couple that are hearing dogs. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful thing to see them, you know, working.
Yeah.
And I let veterans that are working on their dogs to become service dogs. They can come to class for free to get their Canine Good Citizens. And I'm an adjunct professor at SUNY Cobleskill, and we have a dog program there that actually is getting national acclaim. It's a group of master trainers that are training students to positively train dogs for the military, for law enforcement, for search and rescue. It's a really one. I teach students to train therapy dogs. That's what my phase of it is. But we've got
mm-hmm.
People that do bomb detection, that do drug detection, and so students that, you know, have an interest in either the regular world with dogs, like the therapy dogs, or if they want to be in the military, or if they want to do law enforcement, or if they want to train dogs to be service dogs, or sport dogs, all that type of thing. You know, we have different folks that are master trainers that are training students to go out into the world and train them positively. So I feel really
blessed
to be part of that program.
Sydney, I got a question. I'm gonna go back to you. Your spay and neuter program, 1,300 dogs.
Yep. Yes.
So
that's not dogs we've adopted. That's the general public dogs. All of our dogs.
Spayed,
neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, all that. But these are dogs in the general public. It's called fixable. And lady there. Yeah, so it's just F-I-X and then a dash A dash B-U-L-L. So it's fixable. And
right.
We take a percentage of our donations, and we work on grants so that we can keep that program, you know, moving forward.
Great. So I'm not going to ask you to do the math, because I'm certainly don't have the ability to do this right now, but the numbers are going to be – I'm just going to tell you that the result number is going to be astronomical, and we have a little chaos here. That's Miley, and I really hope you can hear me talking over her. Can you hear me talking over that?
Yep.
I don't know how loud that is. Okay, all right. That's Miss Miley, our 11-year-old Red. She's very happy that Mama's home. But anyway, let's get back to numbers. 1,300 dogs, 3-year program, fixable, spayed and neutered. Estimating what your average litter may be on these dogs.
Usually
how
between
many lives?
8 and 12. Well, lots and lots.
So that's how
many? 8 and 12.
Yeah.
8 and 12 puppies.
Yeah,
and litter. We actually spayed an 8-year-old dog that had had in her lifetime 80 puppies.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and we we spay for her, and you know the girl that that she was homeless at the time, and you know she didn't know that there were so many dogs dying, and so we educated her and we spayed the dog. And that worked out well, you know, for everybody involved and not so many dogs on the street, you know. And we're really seeing, especially in, like, Albany, Schenectady, Troy area, you know, there, you can really see the progress of the spay-neuter program. You know, there's a lot less dogs that are in need of homes, which is a blessing.
Yeah. Hey, because we're down to the last 3 minutes, 30 seconds, and Diane, you know how this goes. We get into this, right about to this mark, where we're just really starting to dig in deep. Cindy, I know you got a lot to say, and you've given us so much information tonight. Like to schedule you to come back and join us again so we can get a little bit more about what you're going in and get deeper into some of these programs that you do here so people can really know and understand what you guys do, because 1,300 dogs spayed and neutered, millions of dogs that are...
I was going to ask her if she wanted to throw out the link for when we got the time here.
Yeah, it's outofthepitch.org. Outofthepitch.org. They can go to our website and then go to the Facebook. So it would be just outofthepitch.org. We have a dog just about graduate from law enforcement now that was a... he was a dog from a raid in New York City, and he has lots of talent, and he's now just about ready to graduate and get with his handler and be out and about in the world. We had one dog today, a senior dog that was abandoned, that just got her, she just retired today, but she was one of the first pit bulls to get a catch title for agility. And her other dog was the very first pit bull to ever get a catch title for agility. So they're doing agility, they're doing dog diving, they're doing therapy dogs.
Wow.
Let's get them
in involved. Let them know what's going on. We're going to get you back sooner than later. Let's get them involved in this and find out firsthand some of the I want to hear what people are, you know, that you've helped out in this and people that are working with. I think that'd be great to get a few more people involved on that. So,
Yeah.
And Lalo's back there saying, "Daddy, I don't want the show to end." Cindy, thank you so much for being here. Out of the pits, guys. What can I say? We got to get you back and learn so much more. Diane, who do we have next week?
About next week yet. We're working on getting that one special person on, that one that you're excited about.
You're going to want to be around for that one.
Brian Bickle.
Brian Bickle, my Chicago Blackhawks pit bull guy, him and Amanda... the Brian and Amanda Bickle Foundation. That's another awesome group we're going to have on. So, hey guys, thanks for being here. Thanks again, Cindy, so much. And
Thank you.
You would be my queen.
Good night, everybody.